The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here talking Bravo, including the first three episodes of Rugged on Peacock, rolling it all into one.
There's nothing like, okay, I know Love is Blind is good, but to me, with our our background of all the years of watching Housewives, to me, Rugged, I don't know how you feel.
Love is Blind blows Rugged out of the water.
I enjoy watching all the Housewives get together. It's just such fun television, and it doesn't get old, even though I do think the casting was good, but we'll have to talk about who we think would have been better. But it's just
great. I have a lot of issues with the casting. Yeah. No, it's great. Some real mysteries.
I think Love is Blind is good, but I just think there's mental illness in America, and we'll get to that too.
Okay. All right. We got a lot to talk about. Okay. Listen, I'll just say this as a preface. I was fucking sick all week. My kid last week had...
You're sounding better.
I feel so much better. He was sick all week. And then I was sick most of this week. So my early Bravo notes, like Jersey, Summer House, I don't have a lot of
your
confidence
brain
that
is
I
like,
was even watching.
Into the dark. Yeah.
Yes. So, and then once the antibiotics kicked in, I started watching Rugged.
Within
so like
a day,
now
imagine
I'm alive there.
You could...
I know
the strep could spread to your organs and you could die if you didn't have antibiotics.
Literally, I was telling Dorian this last night. I said I would have 100% died on Oregon Trail like week one.
Yeah,
because I don't usually get sick. This was the sickest I've been in a while. And like I was at the point where I was like, I don't like, will I ever feel normal? Like the dramatics and just how bad I felt. Antibiotics are a miracle worker. Literally within 5 hours, I felt better. Like I literally felt
pill?
Better. Yeah, I'm popping a pill, penicillin.
Warner's got like 10 milligrams of
oh yeah,
he's
like, sterling too.
Like
he loves
cups
it.
Of it. Yeah, yeah, it's so much.
Cherry. Yeah, you just gotta like shoot them up. Yeah.
Geneva and my son both had same symptoms and strep.
Fucking pink eye looking like
did
a
did they
sick...
test your kid for strep?
No, and I bet it was strep now that I think about it.
But good
like...
thing they had it. I said no, he doesn't need to be tested for it. I said no. And then I was like, all right, we'll do it. Because his throat barely hurt.
She didn't
and
even test me.
She just came back negative.
Yeah, she just told me to open my mouth and was like, oh, girl, you got strep. I was like, oh, shit.
Really?
It was all the white spots
all over your throat.
Yeah. Yeah. It was horrible.
Wow.
Yeah. So, didn't we have a few things we were going to discuss?
Yeah. I did. Okay.
Oh,
I'll try to get back to our hot topics. I'm going to start writing down more hot topics. Well, sometimes I just feel like the world sucks with pop culture and
of course.
Like, who gives a shit? But. There is some hot topics I'd like to speak about.
All right, let's go.
Ice Spice. Now, I saw this special woman on Kim Kardashian's Instagram because she was over at their house with Northwest. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, who is she?
She's a rap artist. I told you in the DMs, Sterling loves one of her songs. It's like, it's like very fast. Like he loves
it. Check it out.
And he knows who she is. I mean, it's super inappropriate. The video, it's like ass everywhere. It's like, oh, whatever. He likes what he likes.
Who cares at this age? Teaches, whatever.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah. But anyways, he likes Ice Spice. She's hip. She's the new It girl. She's a rapper.
She's the new It girl. Really?
I mean, one of the new It rappers. There's a lot of female rappers coming up, which I always love.
Yeah.
She's
23. She looks 14.
Yeah. She looks young as fuck. Yeah. Yeah. She's supposed to be good. I've listened to a few of her songs. They're enjoyable. She has like a very specific way of rapping. Not one for live performances yet, I would say. I saw her.
She needs some work, like Candace.
Loud.
It's like watching Candace.
Not that bad, but just like she needs the background vocals, if you will. But people can improve.
She probably can't go anywhere if she gets super rich. She has such a unique look.
Yeah, she does.
And then Northwest had her wig on and she was impersonating her. I must say, Northwest brings out a good part of Kim Kardashian. And I do enjoy, I don't know if I follow Kim Kardashian online or I must, but there are things. She is a spitfire. She's, I wonder what she'll do in life. She really has a good sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's alive. You think she would be dead in the eyes. Person.
I bet she's a dick in person though.
I wonder, but she like is. It'd be hard assholes. not to grow up entitled. They have to work really hard.
Yes.
We never talked about Kanye like West being married to someone that looks like a Kim Kardashian. Like he supposedly married.
I don't
to
want
her.
To talk about Kanye anymore. Like,
no,
Kanye
I don't either.
To me, I
yeah,
just, like, I
but
don't
I just. I feel the same. Yeah, that's probably why I've never talked about it. But
oh, what I meant to tell you, or
it's fascinating that that's
about.
Her dad. Like on that, it's just like that's her dad. It's crazy. The world she lives in.
Other people have been mentioning this show. I said, when did we start it? Maybe last week or the weekend before. Daisy Jones and the Six, or I think it's Daisy and the Six on Amazon Prime. It's about like a 70. It's based off a book. Reese Witherspoon's production company did it.
Oh, that ties into our next topic.
70s rock band. Great show. Loved it. I have one
Love
episode to go.
Her, nice.
It is. Priscilla Presley's granddaughter, Riley.
Oh,
Keogh
Riley Keogh. Okay. Okay.
Phenomenal in the show. Like 10 out of 10. Everybody's acting their ass off, performing, they're singing. It's great. I love it. If you're looking, like, if you like Almost Famous vibes, it's exactly like that. It's phenomenal. 10 out
that
of 10.
Movie, like, I love Kate Hudson. And that movie, I just never, it never compelled me.
Oh,
but
I always
I should.
Almost Famous.
I should like it. It's set in San Diego, a lot of it, right?
Yes, it is. OB, baby. Yeah. So if anyone's
Kate
looking
Hudson's
for a good
the
show,
cutest.
Check that out.
I love Kate Hudson. She's just the cutest.
Yeah.
Even
that was her breakout role. I think that forever will carry her career. That and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
She got lucky. Like, yeah. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And she was the only good part of that Knives Out movie. I couldn't take my eyes off of her.
Yeah. She was great there too. Hated that movie though.
Movie was okay. Even though we fell asleep.
Hated
but
it.
For days, I kept asking, what happened? What happened? So I obviously wanted to know. I did care for some reason.
I hated that.
All right.
All right.
Reese Witherspoon, another divorce in the books. He must be a nightmare to be around.
You know what I thought of instantly? What I thought of this was her getting arrested for that DUI.
Same.
Her like mouth it off
her.
Just being a
that
drunk
is her.
Asshole. I think that's her in real life. I thought the same thing.
She's not sitting around reading books. She's a nightmare. And her ex-husband looks just like her. She found another man with a chin like her. I put something like that on her Instagram. I deleted it because people can't handle the truth these days. So I try not to put my real thoughts out in anything, but here.
Right. But where everybody can hear us.
This
reminds me of another random. I listened to a podcast with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon on Bill Simmons' podcast, a joint interview, which was actually really great. I think you would enjoy it because it was mostly about celebrity. But what they were talking about, you know, they've been friends since high school, like good friends. They lived together for like 10 years, beginning their career. They've shared a checking account and they've been friends this entire time. And like
that's
now
nice.
They have a business together and stuff. But they were talking about Ben was like, you know, I got to say, it was amazing to me how Matt just was able to avoid everything I had to deal with. And Matt Damon was like, yeah, like when he was living with Jen Garner, like his first wife, and you know, the paparazzi were up their ass constantly. I lived down the street and I would be riding my bike down. No one would bother me. And he was like, it's because I married somebody out of Hollywood.
It. Yeah.
Like that they didn't care. But like I've been able to completely skate that area that he's just been so overwhelmed by. And then they said when they were filming, he was like, when I was filming Ocean's
Eleven, there's still ways to avoid it. Even
there
Ben
is,
Affleck,
he was saying,
the little baby. Yeah.
He was saying, Brad Pitt, he was like, you know, Brad, the nicest guy from the Midwest, like nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit about this. And he was like, and people were stomping on my face and George Clooney's face to get to him. They don't give a fuck about us. Like just that, like sometimes the star power, like with a Brad Pitt, it's like unescapable, you know? And it was just interesting to hear them talk
Who
about
Who ages like
interview.
Him? He's going to be smoking hot when he's 90.
Yeah. Cause Matt Damon, I saw the picture from the podcast interview. Like,
looks like
he looks
shit.
Old.
Looks like Mr. Potato Head.
I know.
The Martian, excellent movie. It's the only movie I like him. I think the guy's probably a real dickhead. I think Ben Affleck be nicer.
No, I don't
really
think that at all.
Okay, well, I'll go to
you should listen to the interview. I honestly think you would like it.
I
just listen 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'll try it. Send me the link. I really will.
All right. All right.
I don't, for some reason, Ben Affleck or Matt Damon reminds me of my brother in every like when I was a kid and my brother was being a dickhead and I just want to punch him or something. And
oh, I think Matt Damon's legit a nice guy. Yeah.
Really?
Just like your Julia Roberts thing. I think he's
spit
in
your face.
No. Really? I think it's the opposite. I think if anybody's spitting, it's Ben.
Ben Affleck too, but I wouldn't be shocked.
Shirt off your back.
Oh, yeah, that's so funny. I would love to test that. Now, Ben Affleck, he is fascinating with the Jennifer Lopez of it all. Just and I wonder how Ben Affleck thinks about Jennifer Lopez and what the kitchen table talk is.
About it in this interview. It's interesting.
No, but yeah, what the real truth is with him and his wife. It sounds like
they're very happy. Like what he's talking about, just the way they live their life.
Matt Damon thinks of Jennifer Lopez, what they really say. Right.
Oh, it seems like they're best friends. Like that's the thing I took out of this interview is like to this day, the two of them, like Damon's dad died in 2019 or something. And he was like, and Ben was like, it was devastating to me when his dad died. Like his dad was like my dad. And for us, we came together and we're like, fuck this. Let's just be doing stuff together. Like life is too short. And that's when they decided to start working together. So like they're
definitely watch this movie.
Friends. Yeah.
No, I do care about these guys. I would listen to that interview. I definitely would.
All right, I'll send it to you. All right. What else we got?
I could go on and on about Ben Affleck. They are fascinating. Yeah. You can't help it.
Already 10 minutes in.
It's okay. And then Jennifer Lopez, just bringing it in. What a thing to marry into. Oh, sorry. This is the other thing with Matt Damon, that he turned down Avatar and lost like $200 million or something. They were offering him like a piece of it. No, he's but it's just he says it and he sounds okay with it, but it's just fascinating how much richer he could be.
Right.
Yeah. Like a freaking Mark Cuban.
Right.
Gwyneth Paltrow, I loved your tweet. It cracked me up.
Thank you for bringing this up. I find this to be the most white privileged case I've ever seen in life. If no one's paying attention to this, Gwyneth Paltrow is like getting sued for running into a skier. Like, I can't believe this made it to court. But she says they literally asked her like
firm,
how did this affect you? And she's dead ass serious in court. She goes, well, I lost a half day of skiing. And like, she like means it like just
to a poor person. That is something. But to a rich person, you can pay for skiing. Hold on. Do you know what she's saying in court? She's saying that he ran into her or did she?
Yeah, she thought it was like,
do you know?
She said, when he came up, it's not funny, but like, it's kind of
funny. It's hilarious.
She said when he came up behind her, she thought it was about to be sexual assault because she heard a rustle and somebody come up behind her. It's like, who the fuck sexually assaulted someone
in her snowsuit?
Mid ski on the slopes? How the fuck is that happening? Come on.
You're pretty much like, pretty safe there. How are they going to get the freaking snowsuit off to sexually assault you?
How do you get even a hand on a pant?
Oh my god!
In front of somebody, like, come on! What, grab ass? Like, I could smack
someone in a ski. Nothing. Literally. Sexual assault. That's crazy.
She's out here wilding out. No problem. Just speaking out of her ass.
There's no one more hateable than Gwyneth Paltrow, and her mom seems nice.
She just needs to be honest. She needs to just go away. She's one of those people that's overexposed, and like, it's coming across like. You can't.
She's not
sit
even
around
overexposed
and tell
to
people.
Me. She's just.
She's everywhere. I feel like everybody knows about Goop, and like the vagina candle. It's just like her shit permeates the world,
she's
even
just
though
so
nobody
hateable.
Cares.
Right. Right.
It's like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It is.
Right. Who gives a shit about her? Who really likes her? Who's a Gwyneth fan? I did watch a cooking show that she had. Did you ever watch that?
No, I didn't.
It was great. She seemed really nice.
That's what I'm saying. If she was in her lane, she'd be fine. All right.
Yeah, I think Gwyneth Paltrow, you meet Gwyneth Paltrow, I think she's nicer than Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say this. I have nothing to say about Summer House. The show is dead to me. I will just say one thing, which is Lindsay and Carl, leave them alone. Who gives a fuck? The people who should not be giving anyone advice about relationships would be Amanda, Kyle, and Danielle, who's obviously miserable, who wants to just see them fight.
Oh my God. She is the show is
dead on arrival. I could care less about Foxy Brown and whatever
as much as you did.
Oh, I hated it.
I thought that was cute. I thought this was the most likable Sierra's been. Maybe because she's just so pretty, but she's wearing that dress. It's so hot out. Like, she shouldn't be wearing that. But I thought her floating in the pool, I thought she's just so cute. I she doesn't bother me when she's not yelling about dumb boy problems. I am interested in Danielle and Lindsay falling out. See, when Lindsay's on the show, I care. If Lindsay's not there, I don't care. I agree with you that the season is dying.
Yeah.
But I didn't hate it as much, but I enjoy Paige just being sitting there, just revving the engines of Lindsay, even yeah, though it's asshole. Stupid. Gabby, I thought was funny when she just kept going on. If someone asked her if your boobs are fake at this point in life, it would be thrilling, especially after breastfeeding. And then she's kept saying, like, she's cute, but I think that the show's been on so long to introduce us to these new people. Maya, now I don't look at her the same, especially after hearing this poor girl, Sam, again, saying to the girls drunk how upset she was. And then Maya even led her down the path of sadness even more. That's just heartbreaking. Oliver and her have a weird vibe. I couldn't stop laughing. Are the dogs going to run away from Kyle and Amanda? Can they get off the leash?
It's insane. I've never seen people treat dogs like that.
Leashed up like
it's
that.
It's fucking weird. Their obsession with those dogs is just like, they're just wacky dogs, people. It's weird. And that was weird too. It's like grandma and grandpa bringing their pets in the place. Like, what are we doing here? I don't know.
Danielle and Lindsay though, Danielle does seem miserable and keeps them saying it's too soon. These people have known each other almost a decade. They could get married yesterday. It would not be too soon.
It's not just the too soon is argument. It's like the fact that Danielle is trying to make it seem like to be in a relationship, you battle. And it's like,
right.
Get real.
They're hard.
You gotta get real. It's like, just because your relationship is filled with angst does not mean everyone needs to be. Let them just be fucking happy. Who gives a shit? If they fight and 2 seconds later they're having fun playing beer pong, leave them the fuck alone.
They're okay.
Who cares?
Right.
I don't know if they're okay, to be honest, but like, who cares?
I think they are. I think Lindsay was, if Lindsay wasn't drunk there, I think Carl just wants to shut Lindsay up. It made sense after they said she was drunk, because to me, she didn't seem drunk, but it did make sense that she was drunk.
Definitely seemed,
because she looked so lost after he was told her, like, it seemed like something was wrong with her, that she just played NFL for 10 years and she's at the party. Like, she really seemed lost. And I do really seem, and then Lindsay's saying, I'm trying to react different. I think Danielle doesn't want to see her friend grow, which is kind of sick. I understand her friend, but
there's some couples who just do everything together and that's their vibe. And if they're one of those couples, then that they're one
forever
of those couples. Like,
right.
You don't need
that's
to
what Lindsay's been wanting
choices
too.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, I don't like
and
that.
And become
energy,
a whole thing.
The energy around Lindsay and Carl is so negative. They need to like just go away.
Be done.
Like, in terms of to save themselves, because this is not, no one cares about them. No one supports them. Just get out of there.
And they should have that party breaking like fire code. There should be 300 people. There's 20 people.
It's like a shitty party.
Hot as hell.
Part. Yeah.
It looked terrible and it should be raging.
Yeah.
They definitely could. Yeah, I agree with you. It's I enjoy that, and I'll watch for the Danielle Lindsay downfall. But
you could not have paid me to predict the switch from how I feel about Summer House to how I feel about Vanderpump. Like, the flip flop is wild. Haven't cared about Vanderpump in years. Now Vanderpump to me is must watch television. Summer House, I could not watch the rest of the season and be fine.
So what did you think? Did you watch Jax and Brittany at all? See, they were watch TV for me, which
I watched.
Don't you think if they're going to have him on Watch What Happens Live, you should at least bring him back on the show then, if he's worth Watch What Happens Live? Or do you agree that this is all we need of Jax? Do you think he would enhance? See, I feel bad as a woman. I don't want to hear Brittany. I don't want Brittany back.
I have to say her cackle drives me nuts. She laughed way too much on Watch What Happens Live. Like,
she looked nervous.
Laugh, happy laugh. Yeah. She doesn't look great to me either. Like, I really wanted her to like come back like banging, and like I just felt like
I didn't
the
like
angle
that outfit
wasn't doing her, and the outfit wasn't doing her well. I love Jax like swearing on his kids that Sandoval knew or Schwartz knew. I love that kind of shit. So I would welcome Jax back. I don't care. He's an asshole, but I
would
watch
too.
Reality TV to watch good people.
Right.
I watch it to watch trash.
I would rather have
in.
Jax back than Stassi. And I feel 100%. Like he's really, and I forgot about Kristen when we were talking. She definitely deserves to be back. I do have to make a retraction to my statement. When I was saying last week that Ariana, it is different because I forget this big tidbit. I said that Ariana didn't care that Kristen got cheated on. Kristen was screwing Jax. So I forget all about that.
Yeah. It was a toxic relationship. Right. So it was like, it was dead, you know, it was dead on arrival.
Tom Sandoval and Ariana seemed pretty fucking miserable too. Not that he should cheat on her. They should have broken up, but they're probably,
the thing. The choice is always just fucking break up.
Right.
Save the person.
But they seem
the
fucking miserable.
Harm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know,
yeah.
I mean, okay. To talk
now,
about this
now
week's
we're 2 weeks out, it seems like it's not shocking at all. Right. It's like, we're so used to it. It's like,
I know.
Crazy.
The thing that stood out to me from this episode, two things. One, when Raquel says to James, like, you're also invited to the pool party, Sandoval told me, and he's oh, that's weird. And then when they got to the pool party and they start fighting with Raquel, and Sandoval is like defending the fuck out of her, like,
to the death.
What? Like how he would defend a girlfriend. That was like, ooh, okay. They're already fucking.
And I wanted to make another retraction. Geneva said, don't you think that Raquel was having the breakdown in the car because she was already with Sandoval? I retract. I said, no, I do not. I retract that. I think you were onto something there.
Yeah, 100%. She's
because it seems too enthralled already.
Yes. Just, I mean, I loved, I know Lala's an asshole, but when they were fighting and she's like, look at Raquel, try to create that thought. You can do it, Raquel. Like the way she was like
I
talking
hate
to her.
For
was, like,
that, though.
I know,
it's
but
good,
I thought it was so funny.
I don't like people talking down to you to someone like they're, I guess it makes sense now if we didn't know, but just talking to someone like they're down to their, like they're stupid. Lala could go about it in a more, I enjoy it, but I also drives me nuts. But I don't think she is as stupid as we all come across. I think she's a scammer.
Yeah,
and
she might
can't
be a scammer
if you're that dumb. I think there's a lot of levels. I think she's stupid, but I feel like there's another way of making her feel like shit. And Lala doesn't want to, Lala screwed James and she just wants to shut her up about it. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But it also like the way Lala gets up on the chair and like starts, I enjoy watching Lala, but I also I don't respect the way she talks to people. It just she thinks she's so much better than everybody.
Yeah.
And I like when housewives argue, but doesn't seem like they like are so like,
I
superior.
Would say I think that if I was put in a similar situation with somebody who just kept who I felt like was stupid and who kept fucking like just never saying what they wanted to say. Like I could see myself just being like, fucking spit it out. Like
you would say it in a different, right. But that's a way different
way
than the way she says it. And you would apologize.
No, I know, but like, I feel it. And I guess
you're not like Lala.
No. But Lala's an asshole. And that's why she's good TV. Right.
Right. I agree with you. I don't want to say I don't agree with you, but if we didn't know Raquel was doing that, the show would be so different. It's so crazy.
It would,
even though Raquel's still annoying.
Yeah. I liked when James was like, when they were talking about like him sleeping with Lala or whatever. And he's like, fuck it. Put me in a time machine. I'll do it again. Like, I just like James this season's hilarious to me. Like, he's really just fucking over it. He's talking shit the whole time. And I know
tapping on her shoulder.
Asshole, but I love it. Yeah.
Oh,
it's hilarious.
I love James to me. And it is interesting. Lala and him screwing. I wish that we could go back in time and watch their interactions.
Watch them get married or something.
I'm surprised they were. Why aren't they together?
They're kind of the same kind of asshole. They're cut from the same cloth.
I always thought
they
that they
the
should,
shit.
But
they both struggle with like he could be sober with her, right? Be way better. Yeah.
Why does she seem like she's 25 years older than him?
I know,
Lala.
I don't know.
She'd and Lala looks fantastic. She's got that good LA look where she'll she'll go with this till she's 55.
It's the eyebrows are too high. Like it's too either sunken in or filled. Like her face, it does not.
It's the
look
Kyle Richards.
Yeah,
but it 20 years younger, so it'll be interesting to see how it goes further. Right.
I also feel like Katie's being real petty with the hotel room. I think this seems fake though to me. Like Sheena gets a call conveniently while she's filming
that her
friend can't get a room. And then that brings in the Katie drama. Like that seems artificial to me. I don't think she
just doesn't want Katie to go, maybe.
Yeah. And like this was a storyline for
the
her.
The bridesmaid waits till the end of the day and the 2 weeks out. Would you just
like,
meet her?
Actually. Right. Like I like that Katie's actually like, I'm fucking going. I don't give a shit. That's such
I know
an
people
asshole
say
move.
Like, I would probably back down if someone's offering me $1,000 too. But
if
there's
I could
another
make money,
thing.
I would take it back. You have your flight though.
Right. Right. And
no one's thinking about that.
Right. I would probably back down, but I really appreciate her not. I think it's great.
I know.
And I
it's
wish
hilarious.
I could be like that.
I know. It makes her, it makes everybody so uncomfortable.
Because why not? She could go stay at a freaking hotel if she wants to. Not right. Sheena, you are an asshole who, especially if she's trying to hook up your ex-husband.
Yeah, I'm going.
I can't blame her.
I'm going to make you feel miserable. Yeah, it's hilarious, honestly.
This is the first time in 10 years
Katie.
I've liked Katie.
I know.
Yeah.
Same.
I don't couldn't like her dumb
more.
Fucking hat.
Oh,
Lala,
like hat,
if you're
such,
oh, really? It drives me nuts.
Oh, you
but
want to rip it off
like,
her head?
Like it's a Mentos commercial or she's in 90210 or she's like, you know, so 90s. I don't believe in people our age dressing like you're 17.
Yeah.
And I liked Lala. No one, but Braze to me, I'm just so dumb. I don't know. I don't like it, but
yeah. Yeah.
Like you're English, like she reminds me of the girlfriend in Clueless of Josh's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who is
yeah.
in the Jeep when they pick her up in the parking lot and then they're in the house
worst
fighting.
Career like trajectories of everybody. She's like now a Fox News psychopath. What's her name?
No, not Stacey Dash.
Oh, the other one.
Josh's girlfriend who's like in college.
Redhead.
Not Amber. She's not a main character. She was married. She was dating the boyfriend. She was dating the brother that Josh, I think, or whatever his name is. The guy who stays young, the actor. But yeah. What else happened? Sandoval is fascinating because we thought he was this nice guy and he would come across nice that he's sticking up for Raquel against the wolf pack, but he's screwing Raquel. And that's the scary part, that he's not a nice guy. He's having sex with her. And Schwartz knows. And then it came out that Raquel was making out with the Schwartz lookalike, who does look like him.
Yeah, that guy looked exactly like him, but better looking. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just,
I'm compelled.
Did you know that Raquel's mom, this is what they say, she's technically adopted, but she was raised by her aunt because her mom gave her to her sister because her sister couldn't have babies. So Raquel was birthed from her mother gave her to her aunt. So
like
that starts off the fucked up
or like as
train.
A baby.
I think so. I think as like a baby. I don't know
like she was
when it happened
for her. She carried the baby like it's her genetics or.
I don't know, but
I would need.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. I should find out.
A big clarifying question. All right.
I don't stick up for and then Raquel and Sandoval at the reunion outside smoking. Sandoval just looks like such a bad person. Such a
they
devil
look horrible.
That black
I mean
outfit.
Raquel calling TMZ to her nail appointment.
Oh
which is
my
obviously
God.
Like
looking like that,
looking
motherfucking
like
T.
Looking like death. Like
horrible.
You can't put on a BB cream and just like sunglasses. Like you really like and she called him there. You know she did. She
oh,
just
yeah.
wasn't sitting there waiting for the paparazzi. Like so that was an odd choice.
Spencer Pratt made a good point that Bravo would probably be pissed at her first outing wasn't through them.
Right.
And supposedly Andy's going to have a sit down with Ariana and Tom Sandoval together. No, we don't want to sit down with them two together. She shouldn't be in the same room with that scumbag.
I want to see her just like go in on
if it. I was in Ariana, I probably wouldn't show up to the reunion because I would be so, it would be really tough to be blind. I've been in that situation. I went to a wedding I shouldn't have and I was a bridesmaid and like couldn't control my tears through the wedding ceremony. I look like a lunatic, got drunk
every time I hear a story of you at a wedding. It's
you should not invite me to a wedding. And I really, that's one of my biggest regrets is I wish I didn't go, but I think Ariana is way stronger. I think it's going to be an insane, good reunion.
Best reunion of my life.
I give her a lot of props for, I think they show up there as a, that's what there's people are saying that they're announcing that they're together. Yeah. What a scumbag he is.
Trash behavior.
I wish that the internet would give, it seems like there's more Raquel hate than Sandoval hate. And I agree that Raquel is a scumbag, but Tom Sandoval to me is more accountable just because he was in the relationship. She's more of just a snake, and but people will be snakes to you in life. It just sucks, like the person you're financially intertwined with is, and he's fucking her financially. Remember he was said that he took out equity in the house, and I don't know if Ariana's really the dumb one who says, well, it's his equity and he'll have to pay it back, but that's not the way the fucking world works, Ariana. No. It's your equity.
Right mess. All right, let's talk Jersey. This one,
I love it.
Peak of
sickness. I love Jersey. Oh,
I love Jersey too. I mean, I just think them getting, I'm just getting all wasted. The guys, just a mess. I thought Teresa, it was fun.
What did you think about Teresa talking to Rachel about Rachel kind of throwing her under the bus? To me, when Rachel's, I mean, when Teresa's talking to the newbies, it kind of comes across like she's working, that she's not there for play. That could be that she wants to, she doesn't even care what Rachel has to say, like, oh, you did this. And Teresa, who's either really not a hothead when it doesn't come to anyone but her family, she just was kind of calm, like, oh, Rachel was like, oh, you said that. And Teresa's like, oh, okay. Well, you know, and she doesn't really snap at her. So
I guess it's like, what do you think? I have less of an issue with her. You know, she told her that, whatever. Teresa did say that. I don't think it's that bad to say that. How is that?
I didn't either.
Like what Teresa said,
right?
What Teresa said is right, which is like any of us, if you fucking turn on, we're going to turn on you hard. And Margaret's acting like she's a saint. Like,
I agree.
That's like, let's be real. She's an asshole to people. Like, I'm sorry. She is. I do not like Margaret.
Nothing going on except starting fights with people.
Exactly. She has no.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Storyline, but to pass rumors along and then act shocked and call people disheveled drug addicts, like that's trash behavior. I don't care. She's
especially when they have five kids.
I have no patience for, and she has no remorse for what she did to Jen last year at all.
I agree.
And to the implications of this poor family. And so like I don't fuck with Margaret. And so like
don't tell your husband you're on freaking Ozempic. Don't tell your husband. And the other thing with Ozempic is if you're not eating all day, where's this nutrition going? Your bones are going to freaking break. No wonder you broke your arm. You have no nutrition.
I know.
And people, I'm surprised, aren't passing out driving on this shit. I just don't understand. And it's sad. I got this such a random episode. It's just sad to me that we're back in the 90s of the Kate Moss starvation era when we had so much progress with the Jennifer Lopez. Who do men want to bang? They want to bang Jennifer Lopez from behind with that juicy ass. They don't want to bang a frail skeleton. So why do all these women want to be freaking starving? You know?
I don't know. Yeah, we're back to it for sure. I just like every time I see Mindy Kaling, I like have lost so much respect for her because it's just so
I can't believe
obvious.
You brought this up. I was meaning to text you it, but I'm like, oh, I won't bother Geneva with
I
these
just
thoughts.
Like I
feel the same way.
I have no I've lost all my respect for her. I feel as like as a woman. Sick. I don't know why. I just like I really have an issue with this Ozempic shit because it's like these are not morbidly if you're super overweight. Take
right.
It is good for your health. It will make, I mean, I don't know if it's good for your health. It'll make you lose weight, which makes you healthier.
Like, this is not supposed to be mean, but people like Monique on Love After Lockup should take that and get healthy so they don't 100%. Fucking die. Right.
But if you're Mindy Kaling, who's
to a certain degree and get a lot of other help too.
Exactly. Like Mindy Kaling was just a full figured woman. Not even like, I wouldn't even, she's not
normal
even plus size. She just had like a normal body and she now is like anorexic.
It's disappointing.
And I don't fuck with it. I will stand on my mouth.
She looked better the other way.
Yeah,
healthy,
she'd look
glowing.
She just looks
with
it's like
brain.
When Adele, you get used to it. Like when Adele first lost weight, I couldn't deal with it. She was probably one of the first Ozempic people. Let's be real. But like it took me a while to like get used to her face. And now I'm I'm fine with it.
I don't
it,
even
like,
notice
I feel
it.
Like with Mindy Kaling, right. I will never adjust. I just am not here for it.
Well, and the dress at the Oscars with the cutout. A cutout is not enough. This isn't the Grammys. No. Don't wear that to the Oscars. It's not what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay.
And I think Mindy Kaling is she with BJ Novak or whatever? Yeah, it seems like they are together.
Just with it.
You're pissing me off. Was it going to be in her gravestone? BJ Novak freaking is my baby daddy. It just pisses me off. It's kind of like, are you embarrassed? Do you think people give a shit that much about you? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care. Ugh.
All right, where were we? I have these thoughts. Bill and Jen, they rock my world. I hope they stay together. Bill does seem like he's happy sometimes. Sometimes he's not. Good for him to get shit faced. He's got a very stressful life.
Yes.
She's drunk. They were so fun to watch when they're sitting there singing drunk. I do love it.
Yeah, I do too.
Their little beach house. I thought she was they're loaded and she goes, well, I kept all the furniture and the sheets. Why put money into
the sheets? Like, is suspect.
I'm not keeping somebody's sheets. You can get some new
sheets. My own sheets.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought it was funny. They're like, good for them.
I honestly think that was a Jersey Shore house from Jersey Shore renovated. They're right on the fucking. They're like right.
They said their seat.
You notice
fights.
When they looked out the window? Yeah, they're right there. I felt like you can't get a little bit more of a highbrow location.
I thought so too. It was probably a good deal. Now, Rachel, how are people affording these
two houses?
Houses.
I know.
That are
and property
nice.
Taxes in New Jersey are no joke. Like property taxes are a major problem in New Jersey. Like so expensive. Like
I want to go to the New Jersey boardwalk. I guess it's super fun. Like so different than any boardwalks in California. Would you agree? Have you been there?
No, I've never been. Never.
You got to do that with Sterling.
Yeah.
I heard it's really cool.
Yeah.
Really neat. As
it's neat.
Yeah, Brady says.
Oh, I did this is random, but I like Dolores when her and Frank at the girlfriend were talking, where she was like, Polly's one of the few guys who doesn't want to sleep with Frank. It's blowing Frank's mind.
She's adorable. The girlfriend.
She's so ice cold. Oh, the girlfriend. Yeah. But Dolores just continues to be ice cold, not caring. Frank, it's your problem. I don't care, Frank.
Yeah.
Like, this is your thing. You got to get over
it. I think over time it will work out.
Piss me off.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah.
I think over time they will. She's been on Jeff Lewis Live. She says that they bought each other a blanket and it's just bad for Christmas. It's just bad timing with this surgery, I guess. And then COVID and stuff. I do agree he would be there.
Yeah.
But that's how some guys are. I mean, most women are like that. Most people don't. I guess it does take time. And I don't know. I like them both. What do you think about? I don't know if this is this episode or next, that Joe Gorga supposedly borrowed $250,000 from Louis.
Next episode.
And Melissa Gorga's niece borrowed $25,000.
Yeah,
how does Louis have this liquid money to be passing around?
I don't know. I don't really buy any of it. But we'll see.
Supposedly Bravo has put a gag order on Melissa Gorga and Joe Gorga to stop like talking on their podcasts and things to shut them up. Seems like they're pissing people off.
Time for them to go, as I've said.
And
we'll see.
My last thought, I think, is Danielle. She's a newbie. She gets pissed off. I don't give a flying F you mother's fucking CK about her and her brother's relationship. Please, let's not talk about this. I don't care why they're not talking. Do you?
No, but I think it's extremely suspect that they're even talking about it. That's fucked up. She told
they have
you
nothing
guys
else
this
to talk about.
Yeah, but it's
right,
like,
right.
What are you? Why are you? Like,
be rude to her, just, right?
Yeah, it's shady. Like, and I feel her on it. Like, what? Why are you guys acting like what I told you isn't true? And even if I'm not telling you the whole story, we're fucking strangers to each other, so fuck off. I don't
and
like.
Dolores made a good point that Jackie and had a problem with her sister and didn't really get into crazy details about it.
Right. I don't know why Jackie has such a hard on for Danielle. Leave her alone. Like,
jealous,
she's not coming in. Yeah, it might be. Jealous
of a newbie. Jackie not being on the show is the worst thing that's ever happened to her because she looks terrible this season.
I know. She looks unhappy and like desperate.
Or just
she's
showing
desperate
how,
vibes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
How really sad inside she is. And it really is sad. But Danielle going up to Jen, who Jen is a firestorm. She's not an original housewife, but she's made her pact, her moment, especially being Teresa's BFF, goes up and demands that her and Teresa motherfucking Giudice leave right away. Well, and then they got to pack their stuff up. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
There could be somebody who'd be chicken to going up to them.
In their bedroom, Bill and Jen, there's a framed photo in their room of Teresa and her, which I think is really weird. In the bedroom?
Of her, Teresa.
Like a big photo, like an 8
Teresa
by
built
10.
The house. Yeah, that's why they're there.
Yeah, it's odd.
Housewives do make a good penny. I saw after they add it up, it's like, wow, they're making... Sometimes I think a new is like maybe 30,000 an episode, and maybe like Teresa's probably making 100+.
Yeah.
But when she was like in the car, and the way that Louis staring at Danielle, if you watch it, you're probably in your sick gaze, but I just love Danielle. And she's like, hey, you know, if you're in a problem, you don't want to mess with me. I just thought that was a great scene. She's full. She's great. She's the best pick. Yeah.
No, she's a great housewife.
Rachel's decent. I don't know if she'll stand the test of time, but
I'm not sure yet either. All right. Should we do
great episode
Rugut here? Or should we split them up? Decision time. Do you guys want an hour and a half episode? We'll give it to you.
We'll do it. Yeah, all sure.
Rugut.
If you feel okay.
Here's my just overall 1, 2, 3 is I hate Heather. If she tells people to stop,
there's something I can't say on here, but I gotta tell you something offline. I meant to tell you. Okay. Go ahead.
One more time. If she tells them to stop speaking Spanish, I'm gonna punch her in the face. If she tells what she did to Leah with the drinking thing, and I am not a Leah defender, that's disgusting behavior.
It's weird.
There are a couple points in these episodes where she made these really weird comments about if her alcoholic friends call her, she's going to be the one to hook them up. Does that mean? That's super suspect behavior. So
I always thought that Candace was a lady boy, whatever that means. That's fucked up. Candace is the most feminine little cutest thing on the whole entire planet from day one.
Heather's done for me. This is a horrible, she looks horrible. Her confessional outfits are horrible. Her hair looks dirty. She just does not look like a housewife person who should be on this show.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
You're saying what I was going to tell you in the way nicer way. I've been dying to tell you that. It's hard to watch.
She's a disheveled mess. She looks like she belongs. This is going to sound bad. She looks like she belongs on a low budget VH1 reality show. Not even VH1. I don't even know. Like we
looks like she should
that's
be
where
standing
she belongs.
Love where after I grew lock-up. Up, like Kmart,
Love After
Blue Light Special Customer Service Line. She looks terrible.
And you know what I love though? They keep sending these women to these really hot climates where it's just their makeup's
sweating balls
falling off.
Yeah.
And they're sweating balls. So they are putting them in some challenging spots, which I appreciate. But nobody else looks like this. And I just the way she's
Whitney's
and then
tits.
If I hear about the black eye thing one more time, I'm going to throw myself off.
Oh, I like that bringing that up because it put her on the spot, make her look like an idiot more than she was. I was
bullshit.
Glad.
And it's I just.
But what happens on these shows is Real Housewives are going at them, and it would show what a better show just the on the roll on the Mormon roll was a great fight between them. I was interested in that. And I fall asleep at Salt Lake City because you got Meredith and Jen, what's her name? Or no, not Jen. The other one, Lisa Barlow, who are brain dead and don't really bring up fights. You can see how these girls are prompted to fight. Whitney and Heather would have never fought about the roll call thing until the one said, well, she was talking shit about you on the bus, or Leah brought that up. And it really brought them to life. And it was great. That was the only time Heather was really genuine, because you could tell that her brain was working the second she got back ended with Giselle at first, and then she's just fake.
I don't know why. I hate them both. I hate Whitney.
I hate them both, but I don't hate them on the show as much as I thought.
Okay, I feel like I would just pull them out immediately. They would be my first pull out. And
I hate Salt Lake City. I hate
it too. I think that's why
they're refilming.
I'm not gonna watch next season.
But I agree.
I
don't want to either. You can bring back Mary. She's probably great. But Mary, to me, seemed like she was never involved anyway. Okay. No, then
I'm pulling them out.
the Mormon thing I do agree with, though, because if she is saying how she wants to be out of the Mormon thing, at least Whitney followed through and got out. However it did. I don't believe that she's like, oh, you're 15 years. That whole thing. I agree. I can't believe with Whitney on everything.
Yes. Guess what Geneva will never do? Be part of something that is that hard to get out of.
Like, they were born, you know, their parents fucked them. I mean,
it's just insane.
Yeah.
Like, what a life. The fact that the Mormon church is this powerful is disgusting.
They're taking away TikTok, probably. They're probably behind that. They say it's, you know, it's crazy.
Right. That's my Heather rant. My other piece is this.
And their whole thing about, oh, we're weather. Then they're wrestling with each other. What are you going to start fingering each other? Yeah, you cousins, no. Don't call each other cousins either. It's creepy. You're not cousins.
Well, this is the
thing. You are, but you aren't.
Black people see cousins, like cousins or family. Like there is a, like, because you keep noticing.
First or
like,
second. You're not.
But you notice like all the black women are like, you guys are cousins. You got to get it over your cousins. Because they're like cousins or family, right? Like in. Just black like culture.
I'm tight with my cousins too. I love cousins, but yeah.
But they are not. That's not. They're like trying to make them into something that they are not. They're like distant.
They don't watch the show. Nobody watches their removed
show. Cousins. Yeah, no one knows. So they're like, you guys are cousins. You got to make up. It's like, no, they're not fucking cousins. Like they are, but they're not.
Some creepy guy screwed the whole bloodline of Utah, and that's how they're cousins.
Yeah,
my second
like. Takeaway from these three episodes is around Giselle, which is Giselle is the biggest shit starter. But I will say this, if she was not on this show, what would they be talking about? Because every time a fight has popped off, she asks one question that just shoots it off. But I thought two things were interesting. One, like I've said, don't tell people not to speak their native language. Like that's extremely problematic.
It comes across gross. It does.
Of course. And like doing it multiple times, like shut the fuck up, Giselle. The second thing is she just, when Alexia said like.
Weird the way she did it. Like snapping on them like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't talk to people. Don't talk to adults like children.
I get invited to hang out.
Not to speak Spanish. That's your house. Don't tell.
I go to the park and I get invited. Warner gets invited to go sit with these women that are Mexican. They speak Spanish. They all speak Spanish around me. I'm just lucky to be at the table. And I don't give a fuck if someone, they're not talking about me. I really don't care. And I don't take offense to it.
They
speak Spanish together. I don't care. I would never fathom to be like, can you speak English to me? I'm sitting here. I never would ever.
But imagine, so Giselle's the asshole, like, that's in Europe, like you wouldn't go to another country and be like, excuse me, you know what I mean? Like you, I can't understand you. Yeah. Like that's just like, it's douchey behavior. The second thing that stood out to me was when Alexia said to her, you ask a lot of questions so you don't have to talk about yourself. And I was like, that's it. Like that puts it perfectly. Mm-hmm. That's Giselle. And
that
she needed for this show. However, I think I'm over her as a housewife. Like, I don't know.
I wish she acted like this on the Housewives. Where was she when she was yelling on the couch and she was like leaning back? I can't remember exactly what they were yelling about. But to me, she's so much more alive without. I feel like she really shows why she's an OG housewife. To me,
how
I feel
she's
like
showing. I guess I'm just really, over the shtick. Like I'm over the.
I feel like it's a
all
less
she does
of
is
a,
start shit. And yeah. She just. Always is holding on to something to blow something up, like she's holding grenades and just throws them. I don't know.
I'm
like,
wondering.
It's entertaining, but I'm kind of over it.
Housewives is. I always thought it was more of just a natural, just seven women hanging out. If they got any seven women hanging out, it would be the same. Then you realize when you're watching this who the masters are of Housewives, and Portia and Giselle come across like. The kings.
Yeah. I'll say like Portia, if I just wish I'd never watched her show. That's really how I feel. If I never watched that show, she would still be the joyous, like I love Portia.
She really
and, like,
she really turned your stomach.
Yes. Like I got the ick.
Like the Lala for me. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't get rid of it. And I just remember how horrible she was to people and how big of an asshole she was. And so when I'm watching her on the show, I feel like she's playing a character and I wish I didn't feel that way because I love her.
I know.
But it's like, I think she knows what she's doing too much. And like, we saw the real Portia being a dick.
These two. Right.
And now I feel like she's back on and she's like the bubbly Portia we all love. But like, let's not forget.
Was Portia
like,
going through something at that time, maybe?
Stole somebody's man? I don't know.
I know.
But she looks great. Her ass out everywhere. I fucking love it. That red thong thing and Pepsi being all obsessed with her.
Natural or injections?
She claims it's real because she's Nigerian. Did you hear her say that?
Oh, right. But we've seen her when she first started. But how do you work out to get an ass like that? You'd have to be
KFC. I don't know.
I'm surprised he found. So there's KFC in Thailand, which could be dumb question. I guess there is, obviously.
Fast food people. American fast food
is
global.
Does it taste exactly the same?
Sometimes they say it's better. Like abroad. Right. Like supposedly in Jamaica, the KFC is like fire. Like Dorian says the KFC in Jamaica is way better than in the United States.
When you're in the mood for KFC, there's nothing better.
I love her telling him exactly like Pepsi, we want the normal chicken, not we want breasts. We want like,
that's da-da-da. So true though. That. Don't fuck up the breading on it. Mm-mm. I love her for that.
Yeah. No, I'm glad she's there. She's definitely needed. And I like how she's not like, you know, she'll pop off and like she'll go to Leah and be like, we got to talk about that.
Is just sharp the way that she bounces back and she always tried to come across like she's dumb. She's so sharp and she comes back logical. I would be probably really dumbfounded in some of these situations. She's right on it with a logical response.
Candace fully came with her for that name in episode 3 where she tells her to steal the man. Yeah. Like that was you're coming for her. And she's going to fucking come for you. And like, so evidently they battle in this show and I'm really, really excited for it. Cause I kind of want to see Candace get destroyed. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like I really do.
Or go up against a real battle. We'll see where she is. I don't think she can do it because she's more sensitive. She's not I love Candace, but it's a different kind of fight that she does.
I also feel like
when I'm watching, that's what I mean by like a Lala and Candace fight different to me than a Portia. Portia's, it seems, even if they may say something that seems harsh, they're just playing kind of like a role, like you say, or like a housewife. Yeah. I don't think it's really real, but more Candace is more emotional. They take it. So they do cut in a different way.
Yeah, I think I'm also over Candace. I feel like Candace, the crying, I can't stand the crying. She wants to cry about everything. And it's like, she's the first person to ever leave home on a trip. Like when she's like on the boat, she's like, yesterday was the first day I felt normal. It's like, that was your second day. Like, that's not like, that just means you were jet lagged. And it's day 2.
Fun. I know.
What are you crying about? It's so difficult for you. And that's why you were such an asshole. Like, that's not, I'm sorry. I just like, enough.
Portia makes a good point. If you're trying to be nice and get to know everybody, why give such digs for the names?
Yes, exactly.
You don't do that. You know who Portia is.
Like, she was really housewife. That's a grenade. She's throwing that right at Portia, and Portia's gonna eat you up. And I'm here for it. I'm right.
I am too. I am Team Portia on that, and I think that's really rude. And now she's married to this guy.
You could have like I like when they're sitting around.
And I
like,
believe no one can steal a man. No. I believe that
when they said like, what's the best and worst thing about being a housewife? Like, I love those conversations where they're actually going
sick of it after a while though, but I do agree with you. I like
behind the scenes of like the real, like, I like just seeing how they talk about the experience.
A blend of it.
Like,
right.
It's just our lives and we're just on TV. It's like, no, they're making intentional choices.
It's true.
Like, be a long-term housewife. Like when Heather said, one thing I will say that when Heather said this, I was like, oh shit. That Whitney's success as a housewife became critical when her husband lost his job. And that is why she thinks last season Whitney acted the way she did. And I was like, oh fuck, that's actually a really good call out, which is like, I think she has a point there, which was like, Whitney suddenly was like, I have to stay on this show. Like, I have no other option.
She was already,
I mean, he lost
her
right at the beginning.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I think it's a coincidence of seasons build. And hatred for each other builds too.
But I think what she was saying is like some Heather's of her outlandish behavior was an actual choice, which I believe.
I guess
I think she tried to call her out.
I guess it could be true, but I believe her more than I believe Heather.
Yeah. I guess like,
I can't believe how far I've come with Whitney.
When people tell me
like, you don't listen to me. Yeah, like that argument is like,
then you're not fucking saying what you need to say, because like, I don't know what that means.
Care.
Like,
right.
I just,
I know,
but like,
she is annoying. Like,
you yeah. don't hear me. It's goes, then say what you mean, because like, what does that mean? You don't hear me say what?
Yeah, I agree.
Say
with
what
you.
The fuck you mean? Like, I just, I can't stand
but
that.
But you know,
and
what
the little voice, like
I could be eating my words, because if she was if she was making amends with Heather and really wanted to, that could be true, because yeah. you're what you say, because she did go talk shit in the bus again. If you're trying to be
exactly.
good, you do that. So you're onto something there. Right.
I just thought that was like an interesting.
Yeah.
I just think
and
like
they were
an
broke with
thing.
That stupid rose makeup. You're right.
When people bring in like that
true.
Is an interesting observation. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's just interesting to hear how like they are making choices to stay on the show.
Yeah.
Right. Which means they may be blowing
and
up.
She was never been a fan
would.
Favorite.
Oh,
did Lisa Barlow screw someone? Is that completely made up then, that whole scene? And Heather is honest.
Maybe.
Oh God, I need to know.
I know.
See, but if they had a Porsche, if they had a, not even a Porsche, if they had a Giselle on Salt Lake City, that's what they're missing.
Yeah.
A truth seeker. They need a Tamara right. Barney. People like that are needed.
A truth seeker, but a shit stirrer. Yeah.
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 A truth seeker. I got to give it to Giselle without being in on a show. And she still is such a main player.
Yeah.
I got to give it to her.
Yeah, I'm over her, but yes, I see the purpose, but I just like enough is enough.
I thought Marisol talking about her mom saying that her heart was bad. Now, how do they know her heart's bad and she can't go under the knife for a facelift, and that's why she went to fillers? It's just my question. Do you test it?
Yeah, maybe they
or did she
something? But I thought
I mean,
that
I don't
was
think they
fascinating
do. You just
because
die under anesthesia.
They've never talked about
never
her face.
Right. Acknowledge that she was deformed. No. I thought that was really, really
I thought it was fascinating.
Interesting.
Marisol's stomach backfiring on her and just like the continued drinking references 24/7 is fascinating. I still love Marisol, but like
I do too. I feel bad for her, actually. I have a lot of I fear for her life. I have a lot of compassion for her. I like her. I don't.
Yeah,
I think she comes across nice. I don't know how she's on the show and she's not getting paid for a full-time housewife.
I know.
I think that's really messed up.
Me too.
And
I love her and Alexia together.
Really going to die within 10 years from alcoholism. And the fact that if you don't have to be a drunk like Leah to be an alcoholic, not that everyone's an alcoholic who likes a daytime drink, but if you can't go 4 hours without being a drunk or
there's
or
two in, different things, like we've said, functioning alcoholics and degenerate alcoholics.
I don't even
who
know if it's
drink
functioning.
And live life. It's functioning.
Yeah.
I mean, even here
at this point,
it's like her stomach hurts, but she's drinking and walking around. Like, but I mean, she's
is
it's functioning,
functioning
in terms
though?
Of she's not falling out and
trip.
Being Leah.
Right.
You know,
but your body, like, I mean, her heart probably is freaking stressed. Her liver,
yeah, I don't know
her,
what the inside
her,
of
all
her body
organs,
looks like, but.
And that's not the first time they've told her she has a freaking ulcer, probably, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that.
And the fact that you have to verbally say, like, oh, and yeah, she may not be as bad, but the fact that you have to say, like, oh, I'm not a drunk, or, you know, if you're really not a drunk, you don't have to go around saying, like, I don't have a problem. I think that's kind of a sign, too, but it's just
sad. I love
sad
her being
to
like,
me.
Morning, moon, and night doesn't matter. I'm fine. I'm here. It's like just like yeah. I mean, it
tries to make
like
a
I
joke
said, the
about
whole
it,
season.
But
it's
you're gonna lot. Die. It's sad. Yeah. I think Alexia takes care of her a lot.
Yeah, I think so too. I love them
sad.
Together. Look, I don't know. She
what
seems
else happened at the table? Yeah, who else is there to talk?
Leah. We got to talk about Leah. No, thanks. That's all I'll say. Here's the thing. I don't like how she the Heather alcohol thing. Like I said, I think that's disgusting behavior. But Leah at the table saying that she's bored and that the story's boring her is like, is that is like you're like a 15-year-old kid at the table. That's like dickish behavior.
Yeah, my kids say that. That's boring.
Exactly.
They say
yeah,
that. Like it doesn't
right.
make sense. That's not even
right.
a way to describe this. That's how you're just, so right.
Like that's, and then to like, and I loved when Giselle called her out, like, why are you telling us to drink? Like, why'd you tell us to drink? Like, we need drunk monkeys or something. Like,
I love that. Yeah.
Like, yeah. If you're an alcoholic, you shouldn't be yelling at everybody to get drunk for your entertainment. Weird. That's very weird. And then like, I'm PMSing. I'm good. Let's just like, get out of here. I just like,
the whole period excuse drives me nuts.
Yeah. I just, you're an adult. You're 50 years old. I don't know how old you are. Like, grow up.
You're 85. I can't stand her. When she's like, I was on my show, you didn't have a show. You took a show down. Okay. Everybody wants to blame poor Ebony. She didn't take the show down. It was you white trash piece of garbage. Okay.
I agree more. I hate her saying your show because, as everyone knows, who listens to this podcast, New York held a special place in our heart. Yeah. That was our fucking show. So fuck off, Leah. You ruined it. I hate her saying that. I hate her saying the producers wouldn't let her leave when her grandmother's dying. It's like, shut up.
You want to take a golf club through my TV when she says my show. It's not your show. The show's gone. The show's ended.
Yeah. You were a 2-season housewife. She should not have been invited. I'm sorry. Take Leah out. Take Leah out. Replace him with another ATL housewife. That's what I would have done.
Or give me something Sonia, or give me. Do you think that there should be, like, you should have to have seniority to be invited on these shows? Or do you think of one? What's a 1-season housewife that belongs? Can you think of one?
No, I think you have to have longevity. Maybe I think it changes the scope.
Right.
It's like you have more. I don't know. You have more shit. Practice. You have more bravado. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got more practice. Like, it the way they all started. And then Leah coming in, like, even Leah coming in when they were on the boat, coming in from outside and being like, Giselle, why'd you tell me? Like,
I know I was trying so hard
when you accused Chris as of sexual assault. It's like, those are not equivalencies. Her telling you about something you said was a dick doesn't mean that she can't say other. Like, I just like that. Right. That was a weird argument. And that's actually not what she did.
I don't want. Shut up. Go shove the tampon up your freaking vagina and leave us alone. Yeah. You guys gave me my period.
I know. I love Marisol. Who still gets a period? I thought that was funny.
That's so funny. I know. And
yeah,
Leah crying at the table saying like, I was so upset because season two. And she was so fake. She was really, it was fake. There was not one tear. She's a terrible person.
Okay.
Her family hates her. We all hate her. America hates her. Go home.
And I feel like this is going to be a real asshole move. But a grandparent dying, a parent dying is like an unimaginable loss. A grandparent dying is a natural part of life. Unfortunately, it happens, right? So it's like, you're an adult. Figure out how you're going to deal with it. Either go home or shut the fuck up 4 years later about it.
Like, you should have gone home. You are a piece of garbage for being on the show. You wanted fame. And everybody says, even Whitney.
And it was hard.
I work with
you.
That production company.
So sorry.
Yeah. Well, you missed 5 days.
Yeah.
And your grandma went into the freaking sky cursing your name.
And you
weren't
calling
her fame whore. I heard her.
Okay. All right.
She's just a terrible person.
No, she is. And I just like, I loved when they were all going in on her on the boat. I just thought it was funny. I love Portia like sitting right next to her, like, what are you trying to do, Leah? Like, I like how direct Portia is. That's one thing I'll say. Like, she goes right up to it and is like, what the fuck are you saying?
That's what
and
I
let's
mean.
Talk about it.
That's what I mean. Like, and her and Giselle act like they've known each other for 25 years. Like, they're Ben Affleck and
I think maybe
Matt
they
Damon.
Did that show together. They did
the chat room. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, right.
So they've spent a lot of time talking to each other, at least, like, even if it was virtual, you know?
It's great, though. They are
no,
really
I like the
good
two of them
together.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And I feel like they see each other. They're like, we're allies, you know?
I never want to hear Candace sing again. I never want to see a music video. I don't want anything to do with her music career. God bless you. May the force be with you. I don't want to watch it.
Yeah. I know you love Candace. I'm over it. I
like Candace, but
I think it's like, there's 3 things that I'm over. The crocodile tears at every second. And the like, I'm,
I agree with you. Like, yeah.
Like, I'm done with that. I'm done with the, like, I'm a pop star. Like, done. I don't actually like how she fights. She is really dirty and then acts like she's not and says some real foul shit. And like, when they were calling her out on her social media stuff, she's like,
for me. It's like you're telling people to like scrub their dirty faces and that they're
and
like
they're fat and they're disgusting. Gonna die.
Like, right. It's just like it's she's cute. And that gets her, she gets a huge pass of, because of how cute she is. And yes. I still think she's adorable, but she is an asshole. And she's a child.
I agree with you 110%.
In a child's body, but an adult age, you know? It's like, I don't know.
I agree with you.
Man, these were good episodes, though. They really were.
It's so much fun. And I love that they get like, right into Jen Shaw right at the beginning.
That was good, too. And I like Alexia. I mean, I love Alexia, but I love Alexia when she was like at the table when they were like talking about like, I don't know, becoming housewives or whatever. And she's like, but I mean, Miami did something that nobody else did here. We were gone for 8 years and like, we're still back, baby. Like, I just love how she like, they really like are repping for themselves.
She's great. And they should. Good. They're so much better than Heather and Whitney. Yeah. And Bravo cancels New York.
I know.
But
I know.
They're filming Salt Lake City.
It's ridiculous.
How does it make any sense?
When I see the flashbacks, okay, loved when Portia said nothing good happens on a boat for Housewives, which is like very true. But when you see the flashbacks of that New York boat episode, it's like, holy shit, that alone should have saved it. There's been epic New York episodes. Like, there's nothing like
them
New York
on that game. Island. No,
nothing. If
you
think
and
about
watch
just
them
like,
when they're 90, come on.
What New York gave us over the years of Ramona's batshit behavior, Sonia, Luann,
Bethany,
Scary Dorinda. Island, Bethany, Dorinda. I mean, all of it. Clip. I mean, it's just there's so much good.
I got goosebumps.
I know, it's the best. It's so.
And
sad.
Then they bring back Salt Lake City. It just does not make sense.
No.
Really when the doesn't. Other housewives don't even watch them, they don't respect them.
No. Such a shame.
But such yeah, Pepsi's shame. Great. Love he's Pepsi. Adorable. When he took that shot and started humping the air, Portia's like, watch over me, Giselle.
And he's also like, I think he's the best actual service person. Like he's great. Bringing them breakfast and fresh squeezed juice. And like, he's very attentive. And I love when they're all talking shit in the car and they're like, Pepsi, what do you think? He's like, no, I can't hear anything. I have like my earmuffs on, you know, like he's just like, yeah, he's
give
good.
Give him thousands of dollars.
But you can tell Portia's his favorite. Like he'll do anything for Portia. He'll get her KFC. He just wants to see her walk around with her big ass and her hair. Like he's like enthralled. I love it.
Is Portia beyond the housewives now? Or could she go back with like Drew,
did you see
with
them,
the gang?
Them all like kissing her ass about how many Instagram followers she has. I think she's the most famous one there for sure.
Right.
Of that group.
Like, yeah, right.
And like when even when she was talking about that, like how intentional she like is making business decisions.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I think that's the thing that always stands out to me is like these women are working this show to their Let's advantage see. If they're smart.
7
and it's not just
3 million.
Yeah.
That's more than Molly May.
I've been meaning to bring this up. Selena Gomez has 300. She's the most followed person.
Unbelievable.
How is that possible? Who cares about Selena
Gomez?
I
don't know.
I really don't understand.
I don't know.
What generation? Below us?
I have no idea like how
18 to 25. I don't know what's happening.
It's unbelievable.
It really
She's
is.
She's on a show with Steve Martin and
I know
Martin Short. I mean, is it really that great? It's because of the Justin Bieber of it.
I'll
it's
never
the music.
Watch it.
It's the acting. Well, I think her music career, maybe, but more than
maybe
more than
I'll say
Swift?
This. She has some hits. Like she has some good songs. I'll give her that. But like,
but
yeah, exactly.
One.
More than I know.
I would name a Hillary Duff song. I would be like, let the rain fall. I would think that's her. I don't know one song.
You're a mess. I mean, I can't name one. Well, okay. Like I know of one song that she's on right now. That's like an Afro pop song that I really like, which is Calm Down. But
what's Afro pop stand for? African pop?
Oh yeah, Afropop and Afrobeats are like
I've never heard that before.
Oh, you should just if you just want to like listen to upbeat music, just put on Afrobeats and it'll put you in a good mood.
On
it's like
what?
You don't even know what they're saying, but it's beautiful.
On Spotify?
Yeah, Spotify, anything.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's look up
I'm
Selena.
So out of,
I just
like,
want to know.
I'm like an alien.
I know you are. You like take in no culture.
I listened to I love you.
Dorian was telling me yesterday that I'm an old soul and I said I don't think I'm an old soul. So I texted Munch and Troll and I was like, am I an old soul? They're like, you're not an old soul, like you're mature but you're not old. And like to me an old soul, like you're more of an old soul to me, which is like
you
in my lifetimes, this is it.
You don't like, you don't feel like an old, I feel like you like old people.
Ill. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I could.
You
yeah.
love an old person. You like an old man sexually. No, but like,
I would say you're an old soul, but maybe I mix it up with maturity, but they say being an old soul is like people who are like treated like shit when they're younger for some reason, but I don't think I
would. Oh no, I think an old soul is like a person who's just like not of this era in the sense of like you don't take in popular culture. You don't take like, you just are rolling through life in your little bubble of like, I am who I am. And like, I'm not, I want to name my kid Dottie and Irving. And like, you're just like,
I could see that people saying that for you too, though. I really could.
Okay. Yeah. I don't feel, okay. So
Dorian could be an old soul too. He wouldn't say he is. What is he?
Yeah. He thinks he's like cool or something. Okay. Yeah. See these songs. I don't know any of these Selena Gomez songs. Lose You to Love Me, Wolves. Oh, Talkie Talkie. I know that song. Talkie Talkie. Talkie Talkie. That's Selena Gomez, evidently.
Oh, fascinating.
Okay. Wow, guys. We've been here a while.
This is great. I loved it.
Anything else on Rugged?
I think
it's great.
These shows are really, I don't think they can fail. I think
I
want to
see
work
one
on the mixing, but I don't think they can fail.
No, I want to see a non Real Housewives, like get some like,
yes,
get some messy, just like, let's get some Bravo fucks together and put them on a trip. Like, I want to see
youngins,
that because
Vanderpump
some
Girls,
of the youngins,
Lindsay.
Yep.
Yes. Put Stassi
I
in
see
there.
That. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And like people who have beef. Yeah. I'm ready for that.
Yes.
But
I'd
yeah,
love to see some young and going at each other.
I love
I think
is
Leah.
Good.
I think it could have been better without Leah. I think she's a drag.
And
not only you can be a sober and not be a drag. And it's weird how everyone focuses on not drinking.
I'm not attributing it to her being sober at all. She's just lame. Like,
yeah,
there's no way if I went on one of these trips, I'm not drinking every day, I wouldn't live. I like barely drink anymore. So I don't think, you know, like drinking is not the problem. It's just her.
But it's a
real
talking point, right?
Yeah, I know. And the way they're so obsessed with it, that's very odd. Like, I just feel like if someone has professed that they are not drinking, you don't say shit about it.
Right.
You always make sure they have a non-alcoholic drink and you keep it moving. Because like, that's their choice.
This is yours. Did you hear? And she's like, that's mine. He's so sweet.
Yes. That's good service. And just leave people alone. It shouldn't impact your joy to see somebody sober. Like, I don't.
Yeah. And to say it. Yeah.
All right. All right. Two pieces.
I
do too. Two pieces of programming notes. We're recording with our friends from Bad TV, episode 5 of Love is Blind tomorrow. So that episode will be up soon. We're also going to record our own Love is Blind 1-5 because it's just fucking good. So that will be coming your way soon too. And as always, we love you. And if you made it to this end of this episode, we really love you.
Oh, yeah.
And write us a review, and we'll be back before you know it.